right, welcome to the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, October the 23rd, 2020. 11 days to go now before the November 3rd general election general population goes to the voting booth. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, new polling continues to show Joe Biden holding on to the lead in some places in the race for president, but it's tightening dramatically. In fact, right now, he's in a statistical dead heat with Donald Trump, and a number of the swing states could prove problematic for Joe Biden. Number two, bigger problems for the Biden family as a former business partner says, hey, Joe Biden's lying about his business dealings with Ukraine, China, Russia, and others. We'll get to that. And number one, of course, the final debate of the season. Very different than that of the first. The mute button seemed to work. The president cut off 24 times by the moderator. Joe Biden just twice, even though he was clearly violating the same rules. Not bad, though. You know, compared to the way we've seen Republicans treated in the past, it was a great leap forward. So Kristen Welker, not nearly as bad, I guess what I'm saying, not nearly as bad as previous moderators. We got a lot to get to in this third hour as well today. We've got the EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler here. He is in Michigan today. Earlier today, we had Secretary Sonny Perdue, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. He was on the program. He, too, is in Michigan. He's in Zeeland today. You're also going to meet Liz Crisp from Newsweek magazine. We're trying a partnership with Newsweek. We'll meet her here in a little bit, trying to pop the New York, D.C. media bubble and see if they have some actual interest in what goes on out here. We're going to find out. We're going to talk about that. But first, everybody's talking about the debate, of course. It, to me, seemed quite clear. Donald Trump had a very good evening. Joe Biden got busted, well, lying about fracking, among other things, and saying he would, here's an incredible comment, said he would end the oil industry in America. He would close down the oil industry. That's what Joe Biden says he will do. Hello, 10 million people in the oil industry. It's pretty amazing. Bite number three, let's start there this hour. Bite three, go.
Final
would he close down
false.
The oil industry?
It's false.
Would you close down
it's
the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
that's
transition.
A big statement.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry. I'd stop giving them federal subsidies. Ooh. He won't give federal subsidies to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to oil industry?
We actually do
All
give
right.
it to solar and wind.
CNN among the many outlets calling out Biden for lying about fracking. If we're going to talk about energy just for a moment, we'll go to bite number nine because Joe Biden said, I never said I would end fracking. Actually, he said it several times. Several times. Here's CNN calling him out for it on bite number nine. Go.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Put it on the website. The fact of the matter is
show
he's flat lying.
Daniel, he then later on added that he had called for an end to fracking on federal land.
Yeah, so in this case, Trump is correct. Biden did make anti-fracking comments during the Democratic primary in 2019 and 2020, and Trump was not lying. Listen, for example, to something he said in 2019.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
No fossil fuels. Again, he's talking about ending energy for America. Newsflash, America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. Short of that, we will be a third world nation. Of course, that sounds like the goal and the aim of many of these folks. Joe Biden said he would give a path to citizenship to 11 million illegals in the country currently. We all know that number is actually about double 20 to 25 million illegal aliens unless somehow it's remained static for 25 years. I don't think you believe that's true. I certainly don't. Yale doesn't believe it either. Yale doesn't believe it either, that's for sure. And so you've got the problem with energy in Joe Biden. And then, of course, you've got the bombshell laptop. And then it's being backed up by a man named Tony Bobulinski. He appeared before the debate yesterday. He's a former Navy lieutenant, 4 years in the Navy. Says he's not a political person. He's contributed to a few Democrats in his life, but that's it. He says he is a partner with the Bidens. He has been a partner with the Bidens on international deals. And for Joe Biden to say that he didn't know about Hunter Biden's business dealings is a flat-out lie. He said the family business is to profit on access and using the Biden name. And he said saying otherwise is just flat-out false. He said that at bite number 8. Let's hear from Lieutenant Bobulinski. Bite 8, go.
Involved in various successful businesses, both in this country and abroad. I'm making this statement to set the record straight about the involvement of the Biden family, Vice President Biden, his brother Jim Biden, and his son Hunter Biden in dealings with the Chinese. I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
He goes on to say that the Bidens financially benefited from their work. He also is turning over 3 devices to the FBI, says he doesn't want to be involved with this, but he said after seeing Ron Johnson's report from the Senate Intelligence Committee, he could not sit idly by because he said it's just not right. He said he has extensive relevant records and communications. He intends to produce those items to both committees, the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and the Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance. Joe Biden's defense is, it's not on my tax return. No, I wouldn't think it would be, Joe. I wouldn't think that ill-gotten millions would be on your tax return. But they had a company called Sinohawk. Sino is in Chinese, S-I-N-O, and Hawk, he said, because that is, or was, Bo Biden's favorite animal. That's how the company got named Sinohawk, in respect for the late Bo Biden. Anyhow, he says that Jim Biden's involved, Robert Biden is involved, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden is the big guy, the ringleader, directing all of it. Will it make a difference in the election? It should. It should at least be looked at. NPR and others, though, NPR saying, we're not going to investigate that. We're not even going to talk about this story. They're not even going to talk about it. Amazing, right? By the way, if you need financial advice in these turbulent times, I've got a name for you, Craig Stiles. Anywhere in Michigan, you give him a call. Craig Stiles at Ameriprise Financial, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles, he has helped navigate for us. He can help navigate with you with a custom-built plan, not a one-size-fits-all, a custom-built plan just for you. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial. Again, the number, 517-483-4893. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar.
One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
It happened so quickly, the cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk without the driver listening in. Okay, now that we're alone, we can talk about your friend's driving. It's okay, he can't hear us. Now, I'd never say this to his face, but he might be the worst driver in the history of the world. You should say something, something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. I better say something to the driver real quick so he doesn't get suspicious that we're talking about him. Still talking to the passenger. Not about you at all. Just going to be one more minute. He is totally going to get you killed.
Find other interesting ways to speak up against reckless driving by visiting our website at speakuporelse.com. Because it doesn't matter what you say, just say something. Brought to you by the Ad Council and speakuporelse.com.